Learning Masechta Sivamis Nav Beis Amid Beis. The Mishnah is saying all the different arayas that pata the tzara. If somebody's married to two women and he dies without children, and one of the nashim is an erva to his brother, she can't be miyam because it's an erva, so he also patas the tzara. The other one, the other isha that's married to him, becomes pata osim chalitza niba. The case in the beginning of Amid Beis is Eishas Achiv Shleihayu Ba'ilamai. What's the case of Eishas Achiv Shleihayu Ba'ilamai? Rashi says Reuven died without children, and after he died, then a brother was born to him, and we call the brother Levi. So Reuven died without children. Levi was born after he died. Now Shimon, who was there while Reuven was still alive, was Miyabim, Reuven's wife. He had another wife, and he died without children. So both of them are now Nefel Yibim, but the wife that was married to Reuven is Aser to Levi. Why? Rashi's lashon is l'fisha eishes Reuven shenisus l'shim and asur l'levi v'anish karis l'ev. Why? L'fisha eishes ach b'karis k'shar ayesha b'parisha. Eishes ach is b'karis, like everything else in the parisha. Uv'makam mitzis yibim k'shemes b'loi banim shayir echmana. But when it's in the place of mitzis yibim, then the Torah was matter. The eishes ach is shayir b'lami, meaning shemes kainam lidaseh, because Reuven died before Levi was born. So the eishes ach of Reuven L'shayilei, because it says Ke'esh v'achim yachdav, they have to have yeshiva achas v'aylam. Hilchach m'shemes Reuven nes sh'al Levi iser oylam Ke'esh v'ach she'esh le'banim. So Reuven died, so now he becomes asa to Levi in iser oylam like Ke'esh v'ach she'esh le'banim. V'afilu achshu sh'naf l'fanim mikayach nesu achav shimin shayya v'aylamay asur le'i b'shul Reuven k'shem shi yasura is tzeras anam yasur. That's Rashi. So Reb Nachum is medayik. Rashi says a lashon, she's an eishes ach sheyesh leibanim. What does he mean by that? When he said when Reuven dies, she becomes an eishes ach sheyesh leibanim. Rashi says it a few times. Afterwards, by tsaras bitei b'tura, on the same moment, when you have the case of tsaras tsara, that Reuven died, and he was married to Shimon's daughter, so the other wife is a tsaras erva. So she went and was miyamim to Levi, and now Levi died. So it says, Halchat Tzaras Bitei V'Nisav Achav Hasheni, that he has another brother. So both of them were mutter to the other brother. So therefore, K'shem Shetzaras Bitei P'tura, and why is Tzaras Bitei P'tura? Shenesh Shalav Mishnas Nefilas Achav Arishin Shenafal Bitei Lefanav, U'Pachasa Bitei Emenu, that's Rashi's Lashon, K'shem Shetzaras Bitei P'tura, that she was Nesra, when the first brother, Reuven, died, and she fell even together with his daughter, so she became Asa. Ve'elav ke'eshesach she'esh le'banim. Ve'asur le'elav. So again, he calls him ke'eshesach she'esh le'banim. So Reb Nachum is masvin like this. What's bothering Rashi? What's bothering Rashi is that if there's a heter of eshesach b'makim yibum, why wouldn't it apply in this case as well? Normally, eshesach is aser, but the mitzvah of yibum makes it mutter. So here, there is a mitzvah of yibum because of the current husband. Like Ba'eshes Ach Shalaya Ba'ilamai. Shimon married Reuven's wife, and now he dies. So now for Levi, there's a mitzvah of yibum. There's a mitzvah of yibum from Shimon. The fact that they were originally married to Reuven, and there's no mitzvah of yibum mitzad Reuven, why should that be a problem? And the same thing with Tzaras Bitei. Originally, when Reuven died, so this woman was a tzara to Shimon's daughter. So Shimon was pater from Chalitza Yibim, fine. But now she married Levi. She's no longer a Tzaras Erva. So why is she pater? Rashi says because she's an Eishes Ach. But Eishes Ach is mutter for Yibim. So what's the problem? So Rashi is being mazma that the Yisayid why Eishes Ach is mutter Yibim is because an Eishes Ach she'en le'banim, an Eishes Ach of Yibim is a different Eishes Ach. That Eishes Ach is not nichol ne'isater of Eishes Ach. That's what Rashi means. Of a makam mitzvah yibum k'shemes b'ibanim shayir rachmana. Not that the mitzvah of yibum is deicha the yisur of eishes ach, but in the matzav of yibum makes it that there is no yisur eishes ach. It's a different type of eishes ach. It's a different sug eishes ach. So that's what Rashi is telling us, that Reuven's ishus by the eishes ach shleiv b'lamei, Reuven's ishus is an Eishes Ach, there's no Yibam, because they weren't together Ba'ilam. So Ruvain's Eishes Ach is an Eishes Ach She'esh Leibanim. There's two types of Eishes Achs. There's an Eishes Ach She'esh Leibanim, which is not an Isser Eishes Ach. There's an Eishes Ach She'esh Leibanim, which has an Isser Eishes Ach. An Eishes Ach She'esh Leibanim is the same as an Eishes Ach She'esh Leibanim. That's Surah Elamis. If you have a Zan in Eishes Ach, which is not an Eishes Ach of Yibum, that Eishes Ach is also, even though now you could perform a mitzvah Yibum mitzvah on the other brother. But it's an Erva. Normally, you're saying it's always an Erva Eishes Ach. No. In the parish of Yibum state, that an Eishes Ach she'en lebanim is b'chol not an Eishes Ach. Sha'ayin yirachmanah. But an Eishes Ach she'esh lebanim, or an Eishes Ach shloye b'alamay, is a different type of Eishes Ach. That Eishes Ach is going to be also even b'makim Yibum. Even when now a new matzav of Yibum comes up. And the same thing with the Zaris Bitei. When Reuven was married to Shimon's daughter and had another wife, and Reuven died, so the other wife was a Zaris Bitei, became Mufka from Yibum, and now she's not in the parish of Yibum. She's not in the parish of Yibum, so Rashi calls her an Eishes Ach She'esh Leibanim. It's Ein Leibanim, but it's a Tzara Zerva. A Tzara Zerva is an Eishes Ach She'esh Leibanim. Now, this same woman married a different brother and is now coming in the field from the other brother, and there's a Matzav of Yibum. That's Mitzad that Eishes Ach. But Mitzad the first Eishes Ach, which she was a Tzara Zerva, that turned to an Eishes Ach She'esh Leibanim. An Eishes Ach She'esh Leibanim is Asar Elamis, doesn't have the head to Yibum Bechlal. He said, this is really the Pshat in Rashi and Amman Aleph Vosa. Even Eishes Ach of Me'imai. Rashi doesn't call it Eishes Ach She'esh Leibanim. But Rashi says like this. In the case of Eishes Ach of Me'imai, he has two brothers. One brother has the same mother as him, Eishes Ach of Me'imai. He has another brother which has the same father as him. And those two brothers, the brother Me'av and the brother Me'im, are not related to each other. So the Achiv Me'imai married someone, and he died. And now, this woman who he married, the Eishes Ach Me'imai, he married Achiv Me'aviv, because they weren't related. And now the Achiv Me'aviv died. So that's a case where she's Pater, because she's an Erva, and she Pater's a Tzar. So Rashi says, Eishes Ach Me'imai, Shemes, that the Achiv Me'imai died, V'nisa Zachem Yaviv, Sheishanachar Setzah, because she's unrelated to him, U'meis Mleiban, and he died without children. V'nafal Lefan of Le'ibim, Asur Le'y, V'yishayis Te'esh Zachem Yimai, T'chilam Asur Le'ilamis. Why does it say Ilamis? What's the word of Ilamis? Te'esh Zachem Yimai, it's Asur Le'y. What's Ilamis? Teretz says, there's only one Issa called Eishasach. Whether it's Min'av or Min'ayim, the Etzim, it's the same one. So you have the same kasha. If Eishes Ach is mutav b'makim Yibum, the fact that she was Achav Me'imai, but now she's being neifel Yibum from Achav Me'aviv, what's the Yisr? The Teretz is the same Teretz. Eishes Achav Me'aviv, not the Pshat, that you don't have to reckon with this Eishes Ach when it comes to Yibum. The Pshat of the Teretz, by the Parashim is being Megala, that when there's a Matzav of Yibum, there is no Eishes Ach. But here you have an Eishes Achav Me'imai without a Matzav of Yibum. That Eishes Ach is a Lamas that will never become mutter, even if it will come up another matzav of Yibum, but it's a different Eishes Ach. That Eishes Ach won't be mutter makam Yibum. That's Reb Nachman's Medayik and Rashi, the aside of why, when you have a Eishes Ach from a previous marriage, and that Ach didn't have a Din Yibum, but now you have an Ach with a Din Yibum. So why is it in this era? Eishes Ach is mutter for Yibum. The Teretz is, there are two types of Eishes Achs. There's an Eishes Ach She'esh Leibanim, like Eishes Ach Me'imai, Eishes Ach Shloye Be'olamai, a Tzaris Erva, when it comes to the next Nefila. All of these have a previous history of an Eishes Ach, which doesn't have Yibum, and that Eishes Ach is also even Makim Yibum. An Eishes Ach She'esh Leibanim, an Eishes Ach of Yibum, it's Bechol Lan Aser. But since there is an Ach here, which is the Eishes Ach She'esh Leibanim, so that will be us even though the Zibum does state in Rashi. As not Reb Nachum, it's really a Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos later have Gimel and Beis. The Gemara they wants to know, do we have any Mekar that an Aseh can be Deich HaLoisus She'esh Mekaris? So Tosfos asks the Kash, I have a Mekar. You see that the Aseh of Yibum is Deich HaLoisus of Eishasach. So why isn't that a good makar that I say is Lecha Leisa Sheish Makars? Teresa says, the Teresa says, because it's Mitzvasa Bekach. You can't learn out from there because it's Mitzvasa Bekach. There's never a time we could be Mekayim the Mitzvah Sasei of Yimum without being Lecha Leisa Sei of Eishasach. So you can't learn out from a case of a Sei Lecha Leisa Sei when it's Mitzvasa Bekach, when the only way to do that Sei is on your day being labor on this Leisa Sei. You can't learn out to other cases where there are hechatimses of doing that say without being over on the leis say, then even in that case it will be deicha leis say. Now, since Taisus asked the kasha that you should learn out from Yibum that a say is deicha leis say, and in his teretz he doesn't say that there is bechlal that a tchiyah is no iser. It's mashma there is an iser, but there's an extra reason for a tchiyah mitzvasa bekach. So Taisus knows not like Rashi. Taisus holds that the yisayid of why Mitzvah Yibum is Deich Eishasach is because Yibum is Deich Eishasach, the Mitzvah of Yibum is Deich Eishasach. Why do we learn it to other cases? Because of Mitzvah Sibakach. So how will Taisus answer the Kasha? If Yibum could be Deich in the Mitzvah Eishasach, so what's Nafkemina if you have a previous Eishasach, an Eishasach of Me'imai, or an Eishasach of Shleyu Ba'alamai, or a Tzara Serva? Good, so you have an Eishasach. But let the current matzav of Yibum Midaycha that. As Dr. Bachem, the Teretz says, that's not called Mitzvasa Bekach. Mitzvasa Bekach is this particular Eishasach that's causing the Yibum, that's Mitzvasa Bekach. But if there's another Eishasach, a Vienna Eishasach, it's not Mitzvasa Bekach. But it's not the Pshan, according to Taisus, the two Sugim. They're all the same. None of them are Be'etzim Mutav Makim Yibum. You need a Tchia. Now the Tchia is only by Mitzvasa Bekach. And if there's a previous Eishasach, so that's not Mitzvasa Bekach. Mashaykin, according to Rashi, is not do a Tchiyah, and not do a Mitzvasa Bekach. There's two types of Eishasachs. An Eishasach, which of a Yesh Leibanim, which is also period, Ilamis, even Mokim Yibam, there's an Eishasach Shein Leibanim, which on that was never said the Yisra of Eishasach, not because of the Tchiyah for the Mitzvah Zibam. This is what I saw in Reb Nachum, Chidush Reb Nachum. The only thing which begs the question like this, so Bishleim, according to Rashi, let's say you have two nefilas. Let's say Reuven dies, it's by Lamai, and she could have gotten Miyabim either to Shimon or to Levi. Shimon was Miyabimir. And then Shimon dies without children. Now Levi could be Miyabimir. The Shaila is Bishleim, according to Rashi, she never was an Eishas Akshay Shleimanim. So Mela, what's the problem? But according to Taisus, where there's no two sugi Eishasachs, it's a din tchia, and tchia is only by Mitzvasa Bekach. So why don't you say here also, Levi shouldn't be able to be Miyabimir, because Enoch and Ami Shimon's Eishasach is Mitzvasa Bekach, but Reuven's Eishasach is not Mitzvasa Bekach. And a Reuven's Eishasach, he's not being Mekayim in the Mitzvah Yibum. So what's the difference if it's Eishasach Shloya Be'Lamei, or the first Eishasach was Be'Lamei? Either way, there's no special din according to Taisus, the Rav Nachum's learning of Eishasach Shloya Be'Lamei, to make it Eishasach Shloya Shlebanim. It's just a matter that you only say Dechia by Mitzvasa Bekach. So how come when Reuven was Be'Lamei, without any problems, how come in that case also you say that Levi can't be Miyabim, because he can't be Matcha Reuven's Eishasach, because there's no Mitzvasa Bekach? I saw in the Chazanish, I'm not sure if this is Rav Nachum meant, the Chazanish in Siman Kuflam and Aleph Sifkat and Hey, he's bothered by this kasha, and he says a big chiddush that any time the second brother also didn't have children, so the Yibum is not only Mikayach the second brother, the Yibum is Mikayach the first brother as well. It's not the pshat that is that for Reuven's Nisa, yeah, the Yibum of Shimon, and that was already done. And now Shimon died without children. So now Levi's Yibum Yabim al Shimon. So now the kasha, what's Matar Reuven's Eishasach? No. If Shimon never had children, so it's Chayzer of Neir, Reuven's Yibum. And his Yibum is Yibum for both. He's not only being Minkam al Shem Achiv Shimon, he's also being Kam al Shem Achiv Reuven. And both of them have a Mitzvah Bekach. That's the Chayah you're going to have to learn if you learn like Reb Nachum and Taisus, that it goes to Astria, but it won't work by Eishasach Shloya Be'Lamei, because then Eishasach is not Mitzvasa Bekach. So how come by Be'Lamei it is? The Teretz is Because there is a mitzvah yibum that you're doing with the ishus, with the eshes ach of the rishon as well. Anyway, that's what the Chazanish says. Now Rashi, the Maskar Shashem Sitzar is Vita Ptura, Rashi says, Shemnes Sha'ol Mishas Nefilas Lachav Arishan, Shanafal Mita Levana, Vavitras Vita Menu, Hairelev Ke'eshes Ach Shleishu Vana Vasir Lo Yolamas. Why is the Tzaris Abbas Aser by the next Nefila? Rashi says, Klar, the Isser is because of Eshes Ach Shleishu Levana. So Chai, you see from Rashi's site, which Rashi really says even more clear than Yimam and Aleph, we'll get to a Damascus Shemachi Tani Petres, that there's no Isser of Saras Erva. It's a Ptur. Saras Erva is a Ptur. The Isser of Saras Erva is the Isser of Eshesach. Otherwise, the Rashi say Poshit. She's a Saras Erva. A Saras Erva is also, literally, we learn that from a Pasuk, that a Saras Erva is also. There's no such thing. We don't learn that from a Pasuk, a Saras Erva is also. We learn that from a Pasuk, a Saras Erva is Potter. Why is she also? Because she's an Eshesach. She's an Eshes Ach Sheish Leibanim. There are Achreinim, the Brisker Rav LeMashal, Chadush Yimai and Rizal Levi Ilchaz Yivim says that he thinks the Issa at Tzara Sev is not only a Ptur, it's the Seiv Ikir Dina Hu Din Isser. The Erva is Seiris the Tzara B'maka Mitzvah, Umashle Erva. Like you learn out the Din of Litzvar, Isha Lachaisu Leisikach Litzvar. That you're not only Nalamei Achais Isha, you're Nalamei the Tzaris Achais Isha. It's a love. It's an Erva. He said this Isser. And we learn that from a Pasuk that this Isser wasn't said Stam. It was only said B'makim Mitzvah Makim Ibam. It's not B'makim Ibam. There's no such Isser. The Isser is Dafka B'makim Ibam. But the Isser is an Isser. Brings the Lashon Gemara and Nafches that way. The Isser is an Isser. But Rashi, I think, says Fakad. Rashi says, and much more on Daf Gimel, there's no such thing. The Pasuk's not telling you an Isser. L'chari Rashi means, how did you have the Pasuk of Valel telling you that Tzaras Erev is only Asa B'maka Mitzvah? So there's no Issa of Tzaras Erev. Tzaras Erev is a Ptur Yibam. What is the Issa of Tzaras Erev? Eshesach. That's what Rashi says. Nechai not like the Brisky Rav. Try to sneak about it later. Now there's a very famous kasha from Rabbi Kiv Ega. It's in the Tesis of Rabbi Kiv on the Mishnayis. And he wants to know, why do we need a Pasuk with Tzaras Sara? We'll see in that Gimel Medeis, and Gemara brings a Pasuk with Tzaras Sara. L'chari, if you have a pasuk of Tzaras Erva, we know if one of the women, one of the wives, one of the Yevamis are in Erva, we have a pasuk saying that she is a Tzara. So, Memela, the Tzara will become an Eshesach. So if the Tzara is an Eshesach, so then Eshesach is a Tzara. That's pretty much what Rashi says. That, Kashem Shetzara Petura, why? Because she's an Eshesach. Kach Tzara Tzara, Eshesach HaVashem Ne'acher, is also Peter Shizu Petrasa. But if she's an Eshesach, why shouldn't she patter the Tzara without a Pasuk? Right? Rashi says, you learn it from a Pasuk, Rashi brings down the Gemara, the Talmud Gemara, Militzra Shetzara Tzara Peter Shizu. What do you need the Pasuk for? Typically, every Tzara Tzara is an Erva, she's an Erva of Eshesach. Now he says that Rashi and Avchesim and Aleph, Rebbe had a different drasha for Tzara Tzara, that says, V'lokach L'kacha. Rashi, Rabbi Darshan's Lukacha means take her, meaning if you could have taken either one, Lukacha, and you took this specific one, then it's Mutter. Mashenkin, if you can't take either one, so Mela, it's Aser. That's a Rabbi Darshan's Lukacha telling you that Tzaras are Aser. Now, Kalecha, Dika, Trey, Lukuchen, if there's two Lukuchen, you can marry either one, it's Mutter, if not, it's Aser. So Rashi says, so how do you know Tzaras are according to Rabbi? He says also, because when it comes to the, once the Tzara is Nilcha, she's Eshesach Sheish Levanim, she's Nasser Elamis, so when it comes to the next Nefila, right, there is no Trey Lekuchen. So Mela, just like according to Rebbe, you say that, why wouldn't you say that according to the Rabbanim? That's Rebbe Kivegas Kasha. And Achreinim, the Gedele Rashi Yeshiva, they're Marech Elad about the Kasha. We can't go into all the different Svaris Elamis that said about the Kasha. But the Ikat Teretz that said in Yeshivas, comes from the Chiddush of Rabbeinu Shlomo Siman Aleph and a lot of other Svarim, but they say over Yisayit from Reb Chaim, and the way they say the Nusach in Yeshiva is very interesting Nusach. Not sure where they got the words from, but it's very common in Yeshivas. They say Eishes Ach the Memela doesn't patter the Tzara. What does it mean Eishes Ach the Memela? What they're trying to say is like this: if you have the Isha which is an Erva of Eishes Ach, but Mitzan, that Erev of Eshesach, she would be naifa liyibum. The reason why she's not Neifel Yibam is a different reason. As I think a reason. And because of that reason, she can't go to Yibam. And the male, she's going to be an Issa of Eishes Ach. But the Eishes Ach is not being Ma'ak of the Yibam B'chlal. There's some Zaitik is not being Ma'ak of the Yibam. So the male is such an Eishes Ach, can't pater the Tzara. She's not an Eishes Ach. It's not the Eishes Ach that's patering her even. One Raya they have to this, let's say, Eschai V'Lavim V'Aseh, which is not so clear that there is an Issa of Eishes Ach. But let's say you have an Amanu L'Kayin Gadol, which has both a lav and an asay. She's a lav of an almana, an asay of basula. So we'd say, ain't asay daich alaysa say v'asay. So Kayin Gadol's brother died. So now her wife is an almana, and she's not a basula. She's chay the lav and v'asay. She needs chalitza. That's what the Gemara says. And it's Yitachin, there's a shayla, it's Yitachin that she'll have an isser eishasach. So the shayla, she doesn't patur it sorry. You need an erva to patur it sorry. Chayim lav v'asay, don't patur the tzara. They're also not patur from chalitza. So fekzach v'kasha, if you're going to say that she has an issur eishes ach, because there is no yibum, so why doesn't that patur the tzara? The teretz is, the eishes ach is not the problem here. Else the eishes ach, she would go to yibum. The problem is another thing, that she's a amana l'kayin gadol. So male, that eishes ach, we're going to call it an eishes ach the memelo, it's not the eishes ach that's the problem. You have the case of eishes achim ve'imai, or Eishes Achav Shloya Ba'ilamai, or Islandis, or cases where the Eishes Ach Be'etzim is memoried from Yibam. You have the Eishes Ach Me'imai, so that's what we call the Eishes Ach She'esh Le'imanim. That Eishes Ach could patter. But here, it's not the Eishes Ach that's the problem. Else the Eishes Ach should go to Yibam. There's a Zaitika problem that's preventing the Yibam. Like an Islandis, she's Be'etzim Mufka from Yibam. Islandis is like, it's like Eishes Ach She'esh Le'imanim. An islandist is not in the parish of Yibam. But here, she's in the parish of Yibam. This is, I think, a problem. Same thing we'll see. They say this by Tzoros Seito, Tzoros Machshas Gishasai, or different cases like that, where if it doesn't patter the Tzoros, it's still Shayak that herself has an Issa Eishes Ach, but still it won't patter the Tzoros. Why don't you say the Eishes Ach Shavai should patter the Tzoros? The Teretz is, because the Eishes Ach is not the problem. It's Eishes Ach Nimimela. So who would the Netzara serve him? Netzad the Eishes Ach should go to Yibam. The problem is Tzara serve him. So the Eishes Ach won't be able to back to the Tzara. That's the Nusach that they say in Yeshivas. Now it's a bit of a problem because we're not dealing with the Nefila Rishayna. We're dealing with the Nefila Shnia. Nefila Rishayna is not Negeya. You have an Erva, you have a Tzara. The Erva path is the Tzara. Right? The case of Tzara Tzara is when the Tzara goes and marries another brother and has another wife, and the other brother dies. And now we say that Tzara's Erva is Pater, and we need a Pasuk telling you she Pater's the Tzara. See, also, I forgot. In that Teretz, they say, so it's not the same as Rebbe. By Rebbe, the Pshat is, as long as there's no Tuli Kuchen, there's a Pter. So it doesn't make a difference if it's an Eishes Ach to a male or not. As long as you can't marry both of them, there's a Pter. So a male, you'd have a Pter, Tzara, Tzara. Now, Shankin, if you're learning out Tzara's Erva from Achaz Isha, it's only when the Erva is what's messing up the Yibam. The Eishes Ach, that's not what's messing up the Yibam. Outstat she will be Mi'abim, so Mel, that won't pass to the Tzara. The Shaila is, what about her herself in the next Nefila? You see, if in this Nefila, the Eishes Ach's not the problem, fine. But here we're dealing with the second Nefila. And in the first Nefila, there was no Yibam. So that Eishes Ach Memela should be a problem. That's not an Eishes Ach Memela. It's the Eishes Ach of the first Nefila, which didn't have Yibam. See, Derech Mashal, Bekneged brings this at first. Before he asks the Kasha, he brings this thesis that goes like this. There's a Mishnah later that says, let's say somebody, two brothers married two sisters, and one of the brothers died without children. So she's an Achleis Isha. That's the regular case of Achleis Isha. Reuven and Shimon married two sisters. Reuven died. So now it's Shimon's wife's sister, Achleis Isha. So she doesn't marry Shimon, because it's Achaz Ishta, she marries Levi, fine. Then, Shimon's wife dies. So there's no longer this of Achaz Ishta. Achaz Ishta is only B'chayel. Shimon's wife dies, she's no longer an Achaz Ishta. Now Levi dies. Is she allowed to marry Shimon? She's not an Achaz Ishta anymore. The Mishnah says no. Why? Because she's an Eishes Ach. She was Nesr Shah Achaz. That's what the Mishnah says. Since when Reuven died, there was no Yibam to Shimon. because then she was an Achos Isha, so she's Nesra. So even now Shimon's wife's died, she's Nesra. So even though now she's married to Levi, and Levi dies, so she's also Eish Esach. That's what we're discussing with Rashi. So Eish Esach, Sheish Leibonim. Rabbi Kagan brings the Tesis and asks the Kasha, why isn't that in the Mishnah? Another type of Eish Esach, another type of Erev Apat is a Tzara. You had someone that was an Achos Isha in the first Nefila, and now in the second Nefila, she's no longer an Achos Isha. She's just an Eish Esach. So we have Eish Esach and Mimai. We have Eish Esach and Shleib Elamai. Why don't we have an Eish Esach that was an Achos Isha in the first Nefila? So Tesis answers, that's Nichol in the case of Achos Isha. Even though she's no longer an Achos Isha, but since the original Ptur was Achos Isha, that's Nichol in the case of Achos Isha. But we don't need any Pasuk saying she Patis a Tzara. She's an Eish Esach from the first Nefila. So why should Tzara Sarah be different? Why should Tzara Sarah be different? This Svara, that an Eish Esach to a male doesn't pat to the Tzara, is that Nefila that Mitzav the Eish Esach she would go to Yibum. There's a Zaytik, a problem why she's not going to Yibum. So in that Nefila, the Eish Esach can't pat her. But here we're dealing with the second Nefila. So why can't the Eish Esach pat to the second Nefila just like Achos Isha? So the Olam says that if you wouldn't have a pasuk, you wouldn't know that the din of Tzaras Erva would make her into an Eishasach Sheish Levanim, like Eishasach the Erva. You think, oh, she can't have Yibum, but she wouldn't turn into an Eishasach. And Achos Isha, now we know from the pasuk of Aleh that she becomes like an Eishasach. Mashayin Cain, a Tzaras Erva you wouldn't know. Now it's a little bit, it's too stodim. If this is all true, so the Chayy should need a pasuk telling you that the Tzaras Erva in the second Nefila is not Miyabim. Because why shouldn't she be Miyabim in the second Nefila? She's no longer a Tzaras Erva. What's the problem? In the first Nefila, she was a Tzaras Erva. Now she's not. So the truth is that Shimon Shkav and the Stifler and Avaron, the Mishnah Avaron, they really tackle hold that way. They hold that if it wouldn't be for the pasuk of Tzaras Erva, even the Tzara herself would be Nesiyabim in the second Nefila. The Mar is not so much that way, but you can learn that way. You can learn that it's a Zaytig of Ptur. She's part of the Chalitza even in the first Nefila, but she doesn't get the din of the Eish Esach Sheish Leibonim that would pater her for the second Nefila. Or you could say, I think the Eilam wants to say, no, Megavi herself, that the Gemara knew that Tzaras Erev would also be Nesra and be an Erev for herself. But that she have a din erva to pat to the Tzara, that the Gemara didn't know. The Eish Esach would only be an Eish Esach for herself, not for the Tzara. Shows exactly how to understand it. But this is Be'erech, the Rebbe from Zalkin Yeshivas.